Ravim. And Yaakov called to his children, Vayomer, and he said, Hey Osvu, gather together, Vagidolochem, and I will tell you, Esasher Yikro Eschem Ba'achros Hayomim, what will happen to you at the end of days. Yaakov wanted to be Megala Esakes to his children. He wanted to tell them when the end would come, when Moshiach was coming. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want Yaakov to reveal this information to his children. And the Shechina departed from him, and he started to say other things. He came to gather together, Vishimu b'nei Yaakov, listen, children of Yaakov, Vishimu and listen, El Yisrael Avichem, to Yisrael, your father. Kli Yaakov is Medayek. Why in Pasuk Aleph does the Torah use a lashon of Hey Osfu, gather together, with a lashon of Asifo? And in Pasuk Beis it says He Kavtu. Also, why does it say Vishimu twice in Pasuk Beis, and once with the words Bnei Yaakov, the second time with the words El Yisrael Avichem? Yaakov and Yisrael, two different names of Yaakov. Kli Yaakov answers that originally Yaakov wanted to tell his children the Ketz. He wanted to tell them when Mashiach was coming. This was something that was not public knowledge. He was not able to say this in public to everybody. Therefore, he said, Hey, Osfu, gather together inside. Come inside the house in order that I can tell you this private information. Lashon Asifa is always mashma Asifa el toich beisecha, something that you bring into your house. That's why it says, Hey, Osfu, because it was a secret topic that he was telling his children. But once Nistalka Mimenu Shechina, the Shechina departed from him, and he started to say other things, then he said, He Kavtu, gather together, even outdoors, even in a public place, because I am not telling you such private information anymore. I am telling you what will happen in the future, but not what will happen in the time of Mashiach. And the reason why it says, Vishimu b'nei Yaakov, Vishimu el Yisrael Avichem, because there were two different things that were told to the Shvatim. There were some Shvatim that were admonished, like Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. They were admonished b'teichacha. Concerning them, it says, Vishimu b'nei Yaakov, listen to my words of admonishment, b'nei Yaakov. But then the other Shvatim were not admonished, but rather Yaakov told them asidos, what would happen in the future to them through Ruach HaKodesh. Since the more chashiv of Yaakov's names was Yisrael, therefore it says, Vishimu el Yisrael Avichem, listen to Yisrael, the name Yisrael, which is more important, that will tell you through Ruach HaKodesh the asidos. Shimu b'nei Yaakov was referring to Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, who were admonished. Vishimu el Yisrael Avichem was referring to the Shvatim that were not admonished and were told asidos, and that's why the name Yisrael was used. And Yaakov said, Reuven, Bechori Ata, Reuven, you are my firstborn, Koichi, my strength, Veracious Oni, and my first strength, which means my first drop of Zera. Yaakov was never raw Keri Miyomov. He was never Mashke Zera, and his first drop of Zera was used for Reuven. The Mefarshim ask, how is this possible? We know a klal that en isha misaberes mi bia rishona, and isha cannot become pregnant from the first bia. So how can Yaakov say that the first drop of zera was in order that Reuven should become born? Some of Farshim learn that if a woman does not do anything, then we say en isha misaberes mi bia rishona. But if mo'acha ve'etzba, she takes out her besulim with her finger, then she can become pregnant mi bia rishona. And since Leah did that, therefore, Yaakov was able to say, Rashis Oni, that Reuven was the first drop of Zera, because Leah became pregnant, Mibia Rishona. Others learn that she did not become pregnant, Mibia Rishona, but since all the Bias were all with the intention of making her Meuberes and to give birth to Reuven, therefore Reuven was still able to be called Rashis Oni, my first strength, my first Tipa of Zera, because all the Bias with Leah were with the intention of her giving birth to Reuven. And not one drop was Nishchas, was wasted. Yeser Se'es V'Yeser Oz. You were supposed to be more than your brothers. You were supposed to have the Kohuna, which is called Se'es, Nesias Kapayim. You were supposed to be the Kohen. But since you sinned, therefore the Kohuna was given to Levi. Yeser Oz. You were supposed to be the king. But since you sinned, it was given to Yehuda. And Targum Onkelos adds on also, you were supposed to be the Bechor, your Shevet was supposed to be divided. And since you sinned, it was given to Yosef. Pachas kamayim, the rushing like water that you rushed in order to show your kas, to show your anger. Al toisar, that's why you did not receive these extras of the kahuna and the malchus. Ki alisa mishkevei avicha, what did you do wrong? You went up al mishkevei avicha, on the bed of your father. You moved the bed of Yaakov from the tent of Bilah to the tent of Leah. Oz chilalto, then you were mechalel, you desecrated Yitzui Allah, the Shechina that was on my bed. Zok Rashi inside Pasuk Aleph. Ve'agido lochem, bikesh legalis es haketz. Yaakov wanted to reveal the end when Mashiach was coming. V'nistalk b'menu Shechina, and the Shechina departed from him. V'hizchil oimer devorim acherim, and he started to say other things. Maskel David asks, how does Rashi know that Yaakov wanted to be Megale Es Haketz and say when Mashiach was coming? Maybe the words, Es Asher Yikro Eschem Ba'achris Hayomim, what will happen to you at the end of the days, means that Yaakov wanted to tell them the Asidah is the future of every Shevet. Like we see further on, that Yaakov said by each and every Shevet what will happen in the future. Where do you see in the Pasuk that Yaakov wanted to be Megale Es Haketz? Maskel David answers, because if it was referring to the asidos of each and every shevet, the pasuk should have said Eis Asher Yikaru Eschem Be'achros Hayomim B'Lashon Rabim, what will happen to each one of the shvatim, because he told asidos on each one. Since it said Eloshin Yochid, it is referring to one singular event, which was the Ketz, the coming of Mashiach. Zakrashi Veracious Oini He Tipuri Shoina, it means my first drop of Zera. Shaloi ro keri miyamov, because Yaakov never saw a keri miyamov in all his days. What does the word oini mean? Koichi, my strength. Kemoi, like it says in the pasuk, matzasi oinli, I have found strength to me. Meiroiv oinim, from the abundance of strength. Ulein oinim, without strength. Yeser se'es, roi hoyisolios yeser alachecho, you were fit to be more than your brothers, bikahuna, by having the kahuna. Lashon nesias kapayim. The word se'es comes from the word nesias kapayim, to lift up one's hands and bench Klal Yisrael like Kahanim do. V'yeser oz, and you should have had more be'oz, which means be'malchus, by being the king. K'moy v'yiten oiz l'molchoy, he gave strength to his kingdom. So we see that the word oiz means a lashon of malchus. U'mi garm l'chol l'hafzid kol eile, what caused you to lose all these? Pachas kamayim. Hapachas v'habahola asher miharto lahares kascha, the rushing that you rushed to show your anger, kemayim halolu, like these waters, hamim maharim limerutzosam, that rush to run, lekach al toiser, therefore you will not receive these extras, al tar belitel kol hayiseris halolu, you will not receive these extras shehoyu ruuyis loch, that were fit for you to get. And what was this rushing that you rushed? You brought up the bed of your father. Then you desecrated this name that was on my bed. And what does it mean? This is the Shechina, which was usual to be on my bed. It is a noun, rushing. That's why the accent is on the pei, on the beginning of the word mil'el. And that's why the whole word has a pasach under the pei, and a pasach under the ches. Pachas. If the word was in the past tense, he rushed. Then the word would have been half kametz and half pasach. Pochas. And the accent would have been at the end of the word pochaz kamayim. He ran like water. Since it says pachaz with the stress on the pei and kulay pasach with a pasach under the pei and a pasach under the ches, it becomes a noun. The rushing like water that you rushed, instead of pochaz, which means he rushed like water. Yitzui lashem mishkav. Yitzui means a bed. Al shem shematzin oisei, because you spread things on it. Ayde levadim, with felt covers, visadinin, and sheets. V'har b'domim loy, and we find many words like that. Im zechaticha al yitzui, if you remember me on my couch. Im ale al eres yitzui, if I will go up on the couch of my bed. Shimon v'levi achim. Shimon and Levi were brothers with one eitzah, with one idea against Yosef, and with one idea against the city of Shechem. Rashi proves that it was Shimon who said to Levi, V'ata l'chu v'nehargeu, and now let us go and kill him. So it was Shimon and Levi with one Eitzah against Shechem, with one Eitzah against Yosef. Klei Chamas, a stolen craft, Mecheroi Sehem, are their weapons. Weapons are usually a craft of Esav. Al-Kharbucha Tichye is stated by Esav. But now you, Shimon and Levi, went to war against Shechem. Klei Chamas, a stolen craft, Mecheroi Sehem, are their weapons. That is Rashi's first pshat in the word Mecheroi Sehem, their weapons. Rashi brings down another pshat that Mecheroi Sehem is like Meguroi Sehem, a stolen craft, Meguroi Sehem, did they act in the place where they lived. B'soidam al tovei nafshi, in their secrets my soul shall not come. B'kaholam, in their gatherings, al teched kavoidi, you, my honor, shall not be nisyached with them, shall not isolate yourself with them. Rashi explains that this is referring to two averis, the avera of Shevet Shimon and the avera of Shevet Levi. B'soidam al tovei nafshi is referring to the avera of Shevet Shimon, where Shivtei shel Shimon and Zimri ben Salu, the Nasi of Shimon, came before Moshe and said, is the Midjanis, this Isha from Midjan, mutter to marry or not? And if you will say that she is usher for us to marry, how did you marry the daughter of Yisrael, who was also a Midjanis? B'soidam al tovei nafshi, in these secrets and these gatherings and these murmurings, I do not want my soul to be mentioned. I don't want my name there. The Pasuk says over there, Zimri ben Salu, Nisi Beis Av LaShimoni. It says that Zimri was the Nasi of Shimon, but it does not say that he was the child of Yaakov, because Yaakov asked that his name should not be mentioned there. B'kaholam al Teichat Kevoidi is referring to the Avera of Shevet Levi, where Korach, who was from Shevet Levi, gathered Klal Yisrael against Moshe. And over here also Yaakov said, Al Teichat Kevoidi, I do not want my name mentioned here. The Pasuk says, Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kos ben Levi, but does not say ben Yisrael. And what needs a Hezber in this Pasuk is why, concerning the Avera of Zimri, is it called Sodom, and the Avera of Korach is called Kaholom? Why, by Zimri, does Yaakov say, Al Tovei Nafshi, and by the Avera of Korach, he says, Al Teichat Kevoidi? Ki ba'apom hargu ish, because with their anger, they killed the whole city of Shechem, ish, like one person. Or, ki ba'apom hargu ish, with their anger, they killed each and every person in Shechem. Uvirtzoinam ikru shar, and their rotzoin, their desire was to uproot Yosef, who was called Shar. Maskal David asks, we have a klal that machshava ro is not mitzdarf lemaisa by yidden, only by goyim. If a goy has a machshava ro, he is punished for his bad intentions too. But a yid who has a machshava ro is not punished for his machshava; he is only punished for his maisa. So why over here do we find that Shimon and Levi were cursed because uver tzaynam ikru shar, their desire was to uproot Yosef, since they did not actually do it? They should not have been punished. Maskal David answers that when do we say that machshava ro is not mitztarfa lemaisa by yid? That's only if he does not do any action. He does not act upon this machshava. But if he does an action toward bringing this machshava to fruition, then he is chayiv also on the machshava. And since Shimon v'Levi acted upon this machshava by throwing Yosef into the pit, therefore they were also punished for the machshava. As the Pasuk says, Uber Tsoinam Ikru Shar, their desire was to uproot Yosef. Aru Apam Ki Oz, Vevrosam Ki Koshasa. This is a double lashon. Cursed is their anger, because it is strong. Vevrosam, and their anger Ki Koshasa, because it is hard. Rashi said that even when Yaakov was angry at Shimon v'Levi, he only cursed their anger. He did not curse them. Achalkem bi Yaakov, I will divide them in Yaakov, va'afitzem bi Yisrael, and disperse them amongst Klal Yisrael. Rashi says, according to the first pshat, that since Shimon and Levi were a team, therefore the curse was that they should be separated from each other. Shimon would be counted among the Shvatim, but Levi would be counted separately. He would not be b'minyan ha-Shvatim. This way, Shimon and Levi were divided. Rashi says a second pshat, Achalkim b'Yaakov is referring to Shimon, Afitzem b'Yisrael is referring to Levi. Achalkim b'Yaakov, Shimon will be divided amongst Yaakov, because from Shimon there will be many aniyim, poor people, many seferim, many scribes, and many melamdei tinoikos, many teachers of children. And since they have to make a parnasa, they have to make a livelihood, they will spread themselves out amongst all of Klal Yisrael. They will be dispersed amongst Klal Yisrael. Achalkim b'Yaakov. This way, I will divide Shimon amongst Yaakov. Vafitzim b'Yisrael. And Levi will also be dispersed amongst Klal Yisrael, because they will have to spread themselves out amongst Klal Yisrael to go around to the silos and collect their trumais and maestros. And since they are getting their tfusasai, they're spreading out their kavod in a way of honor, because they are spreading out to get trumas and maestros. Therefore we say that the pasuk of Afitzeim b'Yisrael is referring to Levi, because Yisrael is the more chashuv name of Yaakov, and since Levi was being dispersed in a more honorable way, therefore we can explain Vafitzeim b'Yisrael to be referring to Levi. Zakrashi pasuk hey, Shimon v'Levi achim. With one idea against Shechem and against Yosef. The pasuk says, "Vayemru ish alochiv, va'ata luchu v'nahargeu." One brother said to another, "And now let us go and let us kill him." Mihein, who were these two people? Who was the one brother that said to the other, "Let us kill Yosef"? Al taimer Reuven or Yehuda? It cannot be Reuven or Yehuda. Harilei eskimu barigosev, because they would never have agreed to kill him. Reuven said, "Al tishbechu dam, do not kill Yosef." And Yehuda said, "Ma betza," he said, "Let us sell him." So it cannot be Reuven or Yehuda that instigated the whole killing of Yosef. Al taimer b'nei shvachos, you cannot say that it is the children of the shvachos, the children of Bilhah and Zilpah, harilei hoisa sinasun shleima, because their hatred towards Yosef was not a complete hatred. Shenema, because the pasuk says, "V'hunar es b'nei Bilhah v'es b'nei Zilpah," that Yosef hung around the b'nei Bilhah and b'nei Zilpah, so therefore they did not hate Yosef as much as the b'nei Leah. Yisachar and Zvulun lo yhayu medavrim b'fnei achiyim hagdoyle mehem. Yisachar and Zvulun would have never spoken before their older brothers. Al karchacho, it must be Shimon v'Levi hem. Shimon and Levi shekorum aviyem achim, which their father called achim. Vayirmu ish alochiv, one brother said to the other, means Shimon said to Levi. In Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim, he asks that once Rashi says that it cannot be Yisachar or Zvulun because they would not have spoken before their brothers, why couldn't this reason be used by the other Shvatim? For example, why did Rashi have to say that Yehuda could not have said this because he was not maskim, he did not agree in the killing of Yosef? Why couldn't Rashi say that Yehuda would not have spoken before Reuven, who was older than him? On that, the Be'er Mayim Chaim says that since Yehuda was the king of the brothers, he was able to speak before Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And therefore we cannot use this reason concerning Yehuda. So the Be'er Mayim Chaim asks, why do we need the reason of the Bnei HaShvachos that their sinner was not shlema towards Yosef? Why couldn't we say that the Bnei HaShvachos would not speak before the brothers that were older than them? On that, the Be'er Mayim Chaim answers that this yisoid, that one brother would not speak before another, that's only by a real brother, a brother from a father and a mother. But since the B'nai Bilhah and B'nai Zilpah were only brothers with the B'nai Leah from one father, they might have spoken before their half-brothers, the B'nai Leah. So then the question arises, how were Shimon and Levi able to speak before Reuven? On that he answers, since Shimon and Levi were two together, not just one brother, they were able to speak together before Reuven, who was older than them. That he asks, so why can't we say the same thing concerning Yisachar and Zvulun, that those two together could have spoken before the brothers that were older than them? That he answers, because Yisachar and Zvulun were many brothers younger than Reuven. They had Shimon, Levi, Yehuda before them. Therefore, even together, they would not speak before their brother. But Shimon and Levi, who were just one down from Reuven, they, Shimon and Levi together, were able to speak before Reuven. Zok Rashi, Kalei Chamos, Umnes Zu Shel Ritzicha, this craft of killing, Chamos Hu B'Yedchem, it is stolen in your hand, Mibirchas Esav Hizu, it's from the Bracha of Esav, whereby Esav it says, Valchar B'cha Tichye, Umnes Sheloihu, it is his craft, Ve'atem chamastem oisam himenu, and you stole her from him. Mecheroisam loshin klei zayin, it is a language, an expression of weapons. Hasayek b'loshin yevoni mechir, a sword in the Greek language is called mechir. Klei chamas, a stolen craft, Mecheroi Sehem are their weapons, Shimon and Levi's weapons. Davar Acher Mecheroi Sehem Be'eretz Miguroisam. It means in the land where they lived, Nohagu Atzmon B'chei Chomos. They conducted themselves with stolen weapons. K'moi Mecheroi Sayech, the place where you live, Umay Ladatayech, and the place where you are born. V'zehu Targum Shal Ulkelis, and this is the way Targum explains the word Mecheroi Sehem, from the Lashon of Miguroi Sehem, in the place where they lived. V'soidom Al Tovay Nafshi, Zem Maisa Zimri. This is the story of Zimri. Kishin Iskapsu Shifta Shal Shimon. When Shevet Shimon gathered together, Lahavi Esav Yonas Lefnei Moshe, to bring the Midianite woman before Moshe, Va'amruloi, and they said to him, Zu Asura Oimuteres, is this Isha Asur to marry or Mutter to marry? Im Taimar Asura, if you will say that she is Asur for us to marry, Bas Yisroi Mihitira Lecha, who allowed you to marry the daughter of Yisroi? Yisroi was from Midian, and therefore his daughter was a Midianess. So how were you able to marry her? Sifsei Chachamim answers that Tzipora was a Giyoris. She was Megayer, and that's why Moshe was able to marry her. Al Yizko Shemi Bedover. On that, Yaakov said, my name should not be mentioned concerning this event. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Zimri ben Solu, Nisi Beisav la Shimoni. Zimri, the son of Solu, who was the Nasi of the Beisav of Shimon. For like Kosa ben Yaakov, it does not say that he was the son, the great-grandson of Yaakov. Yaakov's name was not mentioned. Bikeholom, in their gatherings, Kishiyakal Karach, Shehumi Shifte Shalevi, Eskola Eda al Moshe Val Aroin, when Karach gathered together the whole Eda on Moshe Val Aroin, and Karach was from Shevet Levi, Al Techet Kavoidi, my Kavod should not be Nisyached with them. Shum over there. Al Yisyached Imam Shemi, my name should not be isolated and mentioned with them. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Korach, ben Yitzhar, ben Kos, ben Levi. For Leinemar, ben Yaakov, it does not go back in the lineage all the way to Yaakov. Afal b'divrei ha-yomim, but in Sefer divrei ha-yomim. Kishin yisyachsu b'net Korach al-duchan, when the lineage of Korach is mentioned, al-duchan, concerning the Levim, that will sing on the platform. Over there it says, ben Korach, ben Yitzhar, ben Kos, ben Levi, ben Yisrael. Yaakov is mentioned over there. Al Techat Kavoidi, Kavoid Lashon Zacharu. The word Kavoid is a Lashon Zachar. It is in the masculine form. Va'karchacha ata tzorach lefarish. You must explain this word Al Techat Kavoidi, Kimedaber el Kavoid, as if Yaakov was speaking to the Kavoid. Va'omer, and he says, Ata Kavoidi, you, my honor, Al Tesiachid Imoim, do not isolate yourself with them. Kemoi le Techat Itam Bikfura. You shall not be with them in Kfura. So over there, the tough means you. Over here also, Al Techat Kavoidi means you, my Kavod, should not be Nisiached with them. Because Rashi is bothered over here with the tough of Techat, because it is not similar to the tough of Tavoy Nafshi. Because Nafshi, Nefesh, is Lashon Nekeva. So the word Tavoy, the tough in the word Tavoy, can be put there because of the Lashon Nekeva. But if Kavoidi is Lashon Zachar, it should have said Al Yechad Kavoidi, not Al Techad Kavoidi. Therefore, the Tav is not coming for a Lashon Akeva, but rather as if Yaakov was speaking to the Kavoid and said, Al Techad Kavoidi, you, my Kavod, should not be Nisyachid with this story, with the story of Korach. Ki ve'apam hargu ish, elu chamor v'anshe shchem. These are Chamor and the people of Shechem that Shimon v'Levi killed. Ve'enon chashuvim kulam elok ish echon. Although it says Elosh and Yachid, Hargu ish, that is because they are only considered before Shimon v'Levi like one person. It was very easy for Shimon v'Levi to kill out the whole city. Ve'chein roimer begidon. And so it says by Gidon, V'kisa es Midyon ki'ish echad. You killed Midyon like one person, easily, ki'ish echad. V'chein b'Mitzrayim. And so we find by Mitzrayim, Sus v'roich boi rom avayom. One horse and one rider he threw into the sea. Was it one horse or one rider? Elamai, the pshat is, it was easy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if it was one horse and one rider. Zehu midrashoi, this is the medrash. Upshutai, the simple pshat of the pasuk is Anoshim harve kari ish. Many people can be called ish, one person. Kol echad la'atzmai, each one by himself. Be'apom hargu kol ish shekoasu olav. With their anger, they killed each person separately, each person individually, with their anger. Ki va'apom hargu ish. Each and every ish was killed with the anger of Shimon v'Levi. V'chein. And so it says in Yecheskel, V'yilmad lidroif teref, and he learned to rip apart Adam Achol. He consumed a person, which means Adam Achol, he consumed each and every person. Uvirtzainam ikru shar, their desire, their will was to uproot shar. Ratzu lakores Yosef, shenikra shar. They wanted to uproot Yosef, who was called shar. Where do we find Yosef being called shar? Shenema, like the Pasuk says in Vezois HaBracha, Bechor sharei hadrlai. And over there, it is referring to Yosef, and Yosef is called shar. Akru, ashrishur balaz. Loshen esuseim ta'aker. Their horses you will uproot. Aror apam ki oz. Cursed is their anger because it is strong. Afil b'shas techocha, even at times of admonishment, like Hillel elo es apam. Yaakov did not curse, only their anger. V'zehu she'amar Bilam. This is what Bilam said in Sefer Bamidbar. Mo'ekoiv, how can I curse Klal Yisrael, like Kaboy El? Yaakov, who was called El, does not want to curse them. He only curses their anger. Achalkim b'Yaakov, afridem zemizeh, I will separate Shimon and Levi, one from the other. Shalayehe Levi b'minin hashvotim. Levi will not be in the minin hashvotim. V'arehem chalukim, this way they are separated. Davar acher, ein lecha aniyim v'seifrim u'melamni tinoikos elam yishimon. We find many poor people, many scribes, and many teachers of children from Shevet Shimon. Kedei shiyu nefutzim, this way they will have to be separated. Because since we cannot have all the aniyim in one place collecting from the same people, we cannot have all the seifrim in one place and all the teachers in one place, therefore they must be dispersed. And that's how it was Mikuyim Achalke B'Yakov. Afiseim B'Yisrael is referring to Levi. V'shifte Shalevi Asoim Machzer Al Agroinois L'Trumois L'Maisrois. Shifte Shalevi spread out when they had to go to the silos to collect the Trumois and Maisrois. Nosan like Tifusasai Derach Kovod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them their spreading out in a way of honor, because they spread out in order to get their Trumois and Maisrois. And then Mepharshim explained, this was so because it was Shimon who said to Levi, V'yata l'chuvin argeu, let us go and kill him. And since it was Shimon who said it to Levi, therefore Levi was the one who received his tifusasai v'derach kavod. And the pasuk continues, Yehuda saw that Reuven, Shimon, and Levi were all admonished by Yaakov Avinu. Yehuda was afraid that maybe he too would be admonished because of the story of him and Tamar, which is stated in Parshas Vayeshev, where he had relations with Tamar. Yehuda started to back away from Yaakov. Yaakov saw this, and he said, Yehuda, ata, Yehuda, you are different than your brothers. Yoiducha achecha. Some learn the word Yoiducha is from the Lashon of praise. Yoiducha achecha. Your brothers will praise you. Rashbam disagrees. He says, "Hamefarish yishabechucha ochicha." The one who explains it to mean that your brothers will praise you, shtus hu biyadai. He is making a mistake. But rather, the word yoducha comes from the word yehoiducha, from hoid, which is glory. Your brothers yehoiducha will glorify you and make you king. Yaducha be'oref avecha. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemy. In the time of David HaMelech, David HaMelech will chase away his enemies, and all he will see will be their necks, since they will be running away from him. Yishtachavu lecha b'nei avicha. The children of your father will bow down to you. And Rashi points out that in Parshas Toldos, when Yitzchak gave a bracha to Yaakov, over there it says, Yishtachavu lecha b'nei imecha. The children of your mother will bow down to you. So why over here does it say, Yishtachavu lecha b'nei avicha? And he answers, because Yitzchak only had one wife. So when Yitzchak said, Yishtachavu lecha b'nei imecha, the children of your mother will bow down to you, that included all his children. But over here, Yaakov had four wives. If he would have said, Yishtachavu lecha b'nei imecha, that would have meant the children of Leah will bow down to you. That would not include all his children. Therefore, he said, Yishtachavu lecha b'nei avicha, the children of your father will bow down to you, including all his children, all the Shvatim. Dasakeinu Mibali HaToisvis learns Yehuda ato yoducha achecha a little bit differently. He says, Yehuda ato yoducha achecha. Yehuda, your brothers will be known by your name. The Jews will be known by the name Yehudi. I heard an interesting pshat from Reb Chaim Zimmerman Zatzal. concerning this Dasa Kein and Mibali Atoisvis with an interesting diak in Targum Onkelis. If you look at Targum Onkelis, every time the word Ivri is mentioned before this Pasuk, for example, in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perik Yudalit, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayovoy HaPolit Vayaged LaAvram HaIvri, on the word Ivri over there, Targum says Ivra'o. Also we find further on, in Parshas Vayeshev, Perik Lamites, Pasuk Yudalit, over there the Pasuk says Ish Ivri, Targum says again, Gavra Ivra. Also again, further on in Parshas Vayeshev, where it says, Kigunayv Gunavti Me Eretz HaIvrim, Perik Mem, Pasuk Tesvav. Targum over there also says, Mignav Genevna Me Arad de Ivroi. Again, a Lashon of Ivroi. Similarly, in the beginning of Parshas Miketz, Nar Ivri Evet, in Perik Mem Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, and on the word Ivri, Targum again says, Ivro. This was all before the Pasuk of Yehuda Ata Yuducha Achecha, Yehuda, your brothers will be known by your name, by the name Yehudi. But if you look after this Pasuk, for example, in the beginning of Sefer Shemois, Parsha Shemois, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tesvav, Lamialdois HaIvriyois, what does Targum say? Meldon Yos Yehuda Yosa. He does not say Ivroi anymore, but rather he switches it to Yehuda Yosa. Targum seems to be going with Dasa Kena Mibali HaToisvis, that the Jews will be known by the name of Yehuda. And therefore, after this Pasuk, whenever it says Ivri, Targum says Yehuda Yasa. And the Pasuk continues, Gur Aryeh Yehuda. Yehuda will be like a Gur, a young lion, and Aryeh like an adult lion. And Rashi explains, this is referring to David HaMelech, who will come out from Yehuda. When Shaul will be king, and David will be the one who will take the Yidden out to war and bring them back from battle. At that time, David HaMelech will be called a Gur, a young lion. But once they crown David HaMelech as king, then he will be like an Aryeh, like an adult lion. Miteref b'ni Alisa. Rashi says this means, Miteref, from this that I accused you, Taref Taref Yosef, that you ripped apart Yosef. B'ni Alisa, my son, you have come up, and you have withdrew yourself from this taina, because you said, Ma betza, what monetary gain will we have by killing Yosef? Let us sell him to the Ishmaelim. And also Miteref, from ripping apart Tamar. Tamar was supposed to be killed. Bini Alisa, my son, you have come up and you saved her by saying, Tzadka, she is right. Mimeni, from me, she is Mu'beres. So you saved Yosef and you saved Tamar. Therefore, you will be Zeche. Korah, to crouch, Ravat, and to lie. Ke'aryeh uchelavi, like a male lion and a female lion. Mi kimenu, who will be able to come up against him? And Maskel David explains the reason why the reward for Yehuda was ke'aryeh uchelavi, a male and a female. Since he saved a male and a female, he saved Yosef, and he saved Tamar, therefore he was zeicha to be ke'aryeh uchelavi. La yosur shevet mi Yehuda. The rulership will never leave Yehuda. From David HaMelech and on, the rulership will always be with Shevet Yehuda. Even when the Yidden will go into Golus Bavel, the rulers and the ones who will be appointed by the royal authority will be from Shevet Yehuda. U'mechaykek mi'ben raglov. It will not be removed, mechaykek, lawgivers, from between his legs. The Talmidei Eretz Yisrael, the Nesiei Eretz Yisrael, will come from Shevet Yehuda. Ad ki yaveh Shilai, until the time when Mashiach will come. Mashiach is called Shilai, either because Shehamalucha Shalai, the kingship is to him, or because Shai Loi, people will give presents to him. The Loi, and to him, Yikas Amim, nations will gather. Oisri Lagefen Iroi. Rashi brings down three pshatim in this pasuk. One is his own pshat, and the other two from Targum Onkelis. Rashi's pshat is that in the chelik of Yehuda, there will be an abundance of grapes. Oisri, lagefen iroi. Oisri is like the word oiser. He will tie. The yud is extra. A person from Shevet Yehuda will tie lagefen to a grapevine, iroi, his donkey. He will be able to fill up his donkey with grapes from one grapevine. Velasai reka, and to a branch, B'ni Asonoi, he will be able to fill up his female donkey. There will be so many grapes on one branch that he will be able to fill up his osoin from this soireka. Kibes bayayin levushoi. There will be an abundance of grapes that he will be able to wash in wine his clothing. Uvedam anovim, and in the blood of grapes, susoi his garments. So the pasuk is discussing the abundance of grapes in the chelik of Yehuda. So many grapes that from one branch he will be able to fill up his donkey, and that he will have so many grapes that he will be able to wash his clothing in the grapes. Rashi then brings down the pshat of Targum Unkelis, and it goes like this. Oisri la Geffen. Geffen is referring to the Yidden. Oisri la Geffen Iroi. The Yidden will surround Iroi, the city of Yerushalayim. Vila Soireka, and the Yidden, Bini, will build Asoinoi, the Shar Ha'eson, which is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. This is connected to the Pasuk before. The Pasuk before mentions Shiloi, which is Melech HaMashiach. When Melech HaMashiach will come, the Yidden will surround Yerushalayim and build the Beis HaMikdash. That is Targum's first shot. Targum's second shot is Oisri La Geffen. Geffen referring to the Tzadikim. The Tzadikim will surround Melech HaMashiach, Iroi, in Yerushalayim. Vila Soireka, Bini Asoinoi. And also the Tzadikim, which are referred to as Soireka, Bini Asoinoi, the ones who ride on white donkeys, they will learn together with the Melech HaMashiach. And Targum continues to explain the end of the pasuk. Kibes bayayin levushoi. The clothing of the Melech HaMashiach will be purple, as if it was washed in wine. Uvedam anovim, and like the blood of grapes, susai will be his colored clothing. And Rashi explains that susai means a lotion of mesis, to entice. It will be the color that a woman wears to entice a zachar, which is the color purple. Chachlili einayim meyoin. Rashi brings down three pshatim in the word einayim. Either it means your eyes will be red from the abundance of wine, or einayim means your mountains will be red from the abundance of wine, because from a mountain a person can see very far, therefore mountains are called einayim. Or the third pshat is einayim from a lashon of mayonois, your springs. Your springs and your wine presses will be red from the abundance of wine. Uleven shinayim echolov. Rashi brings down two pshatim in shinayim. Either your teeth will be white from the abundance of milk, or your valleys will be white from the abundance of milk. According to the second pshat, shinayim is from the lashon of shinei haseloim, the teeth of the rocks, which means the valley between the two rocks. Uleven shinayim echolov, and white will be your valleys from milk. Zok Rashi pasuk ches Yehuda ato yeducha achecho lefi shoy chiyach es roishonim bekantorim. Since Yaakov admonished the first three, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, bekantorim, with harsh terms, hischil Yehuda losoy lacharav. Yehuda started to back away. Shelo yoychichenu al maisa Tamar, in order that Yaakov should not admonish him concerning the story with Tamar. V'kari Yaakov b'divrei ritzoi, and Yaakov called to Yehuda with words that would pacify him. Yehuda, lo ato kimoisam. Yehuda, you are not like them. According to this Rashi, there is a comma after ato. Yehuda ato. Yehuda, you are not like them. And then the pasuk continues, yoducha achecho. Your brothers will praise you. Your brothers will give you glory. Yodcha ba'uref avecho. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemy. Bimei David. This will occur in the time of David, who came from Yehuda. As the pasuk says, Ve'oivai tita li oref, and my enemy gave to me the back of his neck. Bnei avicha, the children of your father will bow down to you. Ashem shahaya minashim harbe, since the shvatim were from many wives, le'omar bnei imecha. Yaakov did not say the children of your mother will bow down to you, because then it will only mean the children of Leah. Kederach she'omar Yitzchak, just like Yitzchak said bnei imecha, because over there there was only one mother, so saying bnei imecha would include everybody. But over here, where Yaakov had four wives, he said bnei avicha. Gur Aryeh. Rashi is bothered. How is Yehuda like a gur, a young lion, and then like Aryeh, an adult lion? Al David nisnabe b'tchila. Concerning David, he prophesied b'tchila in the beginning of David's life. B'yoy Shol melech aleinu, when Shol was king over us. Ata, you David, ha-moitzi v'ha-mevi es Yisrael. You will take the Yidden out and bring them in from war. Then you will be only like a gur. But at the end of your days, when you will become king, Aryeh, you will become like an Aryeh, an adult lion, kishehamlichu alehem, when the Yidden will crown you and make you king over them. And this is what Targum Onkelus says, shiltan yehe b'sheruya, you will be a ruler in the beginning, which means b'tchilasai, in the beginning of his days, in the beginning of David HaMelech's days. Miteref, from this that I accused you, Taref Yosef, that Yosef was surely ripped apart, Chayra Chalosu, an evil animal, consumed him, Vizehu Yehuda. This was that Yaakov was accusing Yehuda of ripping apart Yosef, because Shenimshal La'aryeh, Yehuda was compared to an Aryeh. So when he said, Taref Yosef, Chayra Chalosu, Yaakov was accusing Yehuda of killing Yosef. B'ni Alisa, my son, you have come up. Solakta es atzmecha, you withdrew yourself. V'omarta, and you said, Ma betza, what monetary gain do we have by killing Yosef? Let us sell him. V'chein v'harigas Tamar, and also, when Tamar was about to be killed, Shehoida, you Yehuda admitted and said, Tzadka mimeni, she is right, from me she is pregnant. L'fichach, therefore, Kora, you Yehuda will crouch, ravat, and lie down. Ka'arye uchalavi, b'mei shloimoi, in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, ish tachas gafnoi v'ish tachas teinosoi, each person will be settled under his grapevine and under his fig tree. Maskela David asks that from this Rashi we see that when Yaakov said chai roach alosu, he was referring to Yehuda. He was accusing Yehuda of killing Yosef. But if we look in Parshas Vayeshev, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, over there Rashi says chai roach alosu, that Ruach HaKodesh entered into Yaakov. And when he said Chaya Ruach HaLosu, he was saying that at the end, Eishes Potiphar will start up with Yosef and try to be Mezana with him. Chaya Ruach is referring to Eishes Potiphar. So how can Rashi over here say that Chaya Ruach is referring to Yehuda? On that, Maskel David answers that Chaya, the word Chaya, is referring to Yehuda, who was Nimshal L'Chaya, like an Aryeh. And the word Ra'a is referring to Eishes Potiphar. So both Rashis can fit, and it is referring to both of them, to Eishes Potiphar and also to Yehuda. Zok Rashi lo yosu shevet mi Yehuda, mi David ve'elech, from David and on, the rulership will be in Yehuda. Elu Rashi Goliath Shebavavel, this is referring to the leaders of the Golos Bavel, Sheroidim es ha'ovim b'shevet, who ruled over the Yidden, over the nation, with a rod, Hamamudim al pi amalchus, who were appointed by the royal authority. Umechaykeg bibein raglov, and the lawgivers will not seize from Yehuda. Talmidim, the Talmidim, referring to Elu Nesiei Eretz Yisrael, the Nesiim of Eretz Yisrael, will all be from Shevet Yehuda. Ad ki yavoi Shiloi, this will be until the time of Mashiach, Melech HaMashiach, who is called Shiloi, Shehamalucha Shaloi, because the kingship is to him. V'chein Targum Ungulis, and that's what Targum learns. U'medrash Agoda, the reason why Shiloi is Mashiach, Shiloi, presents will be given to him. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yavilu Shai Lamora, they will bring presents to the one that they fear. V'loi Yikas Amim, to him, to Melech HaMashiach, nations will gather. Asifas Amim, gatherings of nations. Shehayud Ikorhi, B'yisoid, the Yud is not a lashon of future, but rather it is part of the root of the word. Kimoi yifasecha. Just like the word yifasecha, your appearance, the Yud is part of the word. It does not denote a lashon osid. Upa'amim shenefeles mimenu. Sometimes the Yud is omitted from the word. V'kama oisiyos mishamshos b'lashon zeh. And many words are used in this way with a shorish noifel. V'heim nikroim ikur noifel. They are called ikur, the root of the word, noifel, that sometimes is omitted from the word. Kigoy nun shel noigef el shel noishech. Just like the nun of noigef and noishech, it does not mean future, we will, but rather it is part of the root. Va'alef, shebe achvosi ba'oznechem, and the aleph of v'shebe ivchas cheref. Both of these alephs are part of the root and do not denote a lashon osid. Ve'osuch shemen, and also the word osuch shemen, the aleph is part of the root. Avzeh, also this word, yikas amim, the yud is part of the shorish. Asifas amim, which means gatherings of nations. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Elov, to him, to Melech HaMashiach, goyim yidroshu, nations will seek and gather around him. Vidaimalai, and similarly, we find a loshin yikas to mean gathering. Ayin tilag la'av, The eye will mock his father, v'tavoyz, and will make fun of yikas ein, the gatherings of the mother, which means likboitz kimotim shebefonel, to the gatherings of the wrinkles on her face, mipnei ziknosa, because of her old age. So we see that the word yikas means gatherings. Uvegemara, in the Gemara we also find it, the yasvu, they sat, umaku akosa, and gathered a gathering, bishuke de Nardo, in the marketplace of Nardo. It could have said kihias amin, but it uses the lashon of yikas, but the yud is not a lashon osin, but rather part of the sherish. Oisri lagefen iro, nisnabe, Yaakov prophesied al eretz Yehuda concerning the land of Yehuda. Shedhei meisheches yayin, it will draw forth wine kimayon, like a spring. Ish Yehuda, a man from Yehuda, yeser lagefen, he will tie to a grapevine, ayor echod, one donkey, v'yitnenu, and he will load it, migefen achas, from one grapevine, umisarek echod, and from one branch, ben osoin echod, one female donkey, soireka, zemoira arucha, a long branch, kurayra belaz, v'ayim b'sefer nachlas Yaakov on Rashi, who says that a gefen is smaller than a sireka. A grapevine is smaller than a sireka, which is a large branch. Therefore, a gefen filled up iroi, a male donkey. Sireka, which is a larger branch, filled up asoinoi, a female donkey, which is larger and can carry a larger load. Kibes bayayin. Kozel lashin ribo yayin. All this is showing the abundance of wine in chelek shel Yehuda. Susai, lashon min begehu. It is a lashon, a language of a type of a garment. Ve'ein lo dimyon b'mikra. And there is nothing similar to this word in Tanakh. Oisri, kimay oiser. It's as if it says oiser without the yud. Dugmasai, we find similar words that have extra yuds. Mikimi me afradol. It should have said make him. Hayoshvi bashamayim. It should have said hayoshev. V'chein, and also in this pasuk, bini asoinai. It should have said ben asoinai. Kinzeh. It's all the same with an extra yud. V'umpel is Targum, and Targum says the Melech HaMashiach. The pasuk is referring to the Melech HaMashiach. Gefen heim Yisrael. The word gefen is klal Yisrael. Iroi, the city, means Jerusalem. Sereka Elu Yisrael. And Sereka is referring to the Yidden. Like it says, V'anoichi netatich Serek, I planted you Serek as a branch, referring to Klal Yisrael. Beni Asoinoi, the word Beni means to build. Yivnun Hechole, they will build the Beis HaMikdash. And Asoinoi means the Beis HaMikdash, Loshen Shar HaEson. It is referring to the Shar HaEson, B'Sefer Yecheskel. And this is the way the Pasuk is read. Oisri Lagefen, the Yidden will surround Iro Yerushalayim, Vila Sereka, and the Yidden Beni will build Asoinoi, the Beis HaMikdash, which is called Shar HaEson. And then Targum says a second shot, V'oi Tirgumoi B'fonim Acherim. And then he explains it in another way. Gefen, Elu Tzadikim. Gefen is referring to the Tzadikim. Beni Asoinoi are referring to the Tzadikim, Abdei Oraisa B'Upan, the ones who serve the Torah B'Upan by learning it. Al Shem Roichve Asoinoi Tzichorois, because they ride white donkeys. And the Pasuk is saying that the Tzadikim will surround the Melech HaMashiach, and the ones who ride the white horses will learn together with the Melech HaMashiach. Kibes Bayayin, and he continues with Targum Ungulus' Pshat. Kibes Bayayin, Yehe Argovon Tav Levushoi. Fine purple wool will be his clothing. Shetzivuoi Domilayayin. Its color is similar to wine. Vitzivoinim, and Targum Ungulus, who says Tzivoinim, Hu Lashon Susai, he is explaining the word Susai in the Pasuk. The word Susai, he says, is Tzivoinim, colored clothing. And the reason why colored clothing is called Susai, Rashi says, Sha'isha Lashasan Umesisabai Esazachar. The word Susai means to entice. The Isha wears these colored clothing to entice the Zachar, Litain Einova, that he should look at her. Na'af Rabbi Seinu Pirish Bigamara. And even our Rabbanim explained the word susai to mean entice in the Gemara. Lashon hasasa shikris. Over there it is referring to the enticement of drunkardness, the mesechta ksubis. The Gemara says, v'alayayin shema toimar enoy marve. Concerning the wine, you might say that it does not make one drunk. Talmud loimar, the pasuk says, susai, it entices a person. So we see it is a lashon of mesis. The color of purple is mesis the zachar, to look at the nekeva. Zok Rashi Chachlili Loshen Oidem. It means red. Kitagumoy, like Targum says, V'chein Lemi Chachlilois Einayim. Who has red eyes? Shekein Derech Shoyse Yayin. So is the way of one who drinks wine. Einayim Madimim. Their eyes turn red. Mecholov Meroyv Cholov. From the abundance of milk, their teeth will turn white. Because in the land of Yehuda there will be good pasturing for the flocks of sheep. Red eyes there will be from the abundance of wine. And white teeth there will be from the abundance of milk. According to Targum, Einayim Lashon Har. Einayim means mountains. Why are mountains called Einayim? Shemisham tzayfel mirochi, because from the top of the mountain one can see very far. Therefore, the pasuk is saying that their mountains will be red from wine. V'oy tergum b'fanim acherim. Targum says yet another pshat. Loshem mayonois. Einayim comes from mayonois, springs. V'kiluach chayikovim, and the flowing of the wine presses. Na'avoyi. As Targum says, Navoi means Yekovim Shaloi, his wine presses. V'loshen Aramihu, Navoi is an Aramaic word, the Masechta Avodah Zarah. Nave Arsechu, the vats, the wine presses, will be cleaned with hot water. So according to this pshat, it means Chachlili Einayim, your wine presses, your springs, will be red from wine. Now Targum says another pshat in Shinayit, Yechavrun Bik'ase, your valleys will become white from the abundance of milk. Targum Shinayim. The Targum of the word Shinayim means Lashon Shinei Hasloim, the teeth of the rocks, which means the valleys between the rocks will become white from the abundance of milk. And the pasuk continues, Zevulun L'chayf Yamim Yishkoin. Zevulun will live by the seashores. V'hu L'chayf Aniyos. And he will always be found by the ship's harbor doing business. V'yarchasoy. And the end of his borders will be Al Tzidon, by the city of Tzidon. Why is the pasuk telling us V'yarchasoy Al Tzidon, where his borders ended? We can answer this with the Rekeach that is stated in Parshas Noach. If you look in Parshas Noach, Perek Yud, Pasuk Tesvav, the pasuk is listing the Shivim Umois, the 70 nations, and the pasuk says, "Uchanan yolad es Tzidon bechoroi." Canaan gave birth to Tzidon, his bechor, his firstborn. And the Rekeach asks, "Why does the Torah stress that Tzidon was the bechor of Canaan?" And he answers, "Because it wants to tell us a chiddush in Parshas Vayechi." Because in Parshas Vayechi it says that Zevulun's property went all the way until Tzidon. We don't know if Zevulun got a good chelek. We don't know what Tzidon is. Therefore, the Torah in Parshas Noach tells us that Tzidon was the Bechor of Canaan. And we know that a Bechor is always loikeach chelek berosh. He always takes first. He always gets the choicest land. Therefore, it is telling us that Tzidon was the Bechor. And when Zevulun got the property that ended Al Tzidon by Tzidon, the Torah is telling us that he received a very, very good portion of land, because he received the land that was the property of the firstborn of Canaan. Sephorna asks, why did Yaakov bench Zevulun before Yisachar? Wasn't Yisachar older than Zevulun? And he answers, because Yisachar's Torah was only possible with the money and the support that Zevulun gave. Therefore it says Zevulun first, because Zevulun enabled Yisachar to learn. Like Chazal say, Im ein kemach, ein Torah. There is a very interesting kliyakar on the pasuk Zevulun l'chayf yamim yishkoin, where he discusses that people who are doing business and have properties all over the world do not have peace of mind. Just the opposite, they have pizur hanefesh. And he explains it like this. He says, because when a person does business, his family is in one place. He himself is traveling over the oceans, and his property and his merchandise is in a third place. So he is not settled, because he's thinking about his family back home. He's thinking about himself in the middle of the ocean, and he's thinking about his merchandise in the third place. And this is the way he teaches the pasuk. Zevulun who does business, l'chayf yamim yishkoin, by the seashore he will live. That's where his family is. Vehu, but he himself is not with his family. L'chayf aniyos, he is by the boats, he is in the middle of the ocean. V'yarchasoy, and his merchandise, which is called yerech, like a thigh of a person that holds him up his merchandise that holds him up, al tzidoin, is by tzidoin. He has pizur hanefesh. He is worried about his family, that is b'choif hayamim. He's worried about himself, who is on the yonios, and he's worried about his merchandise, that is in tzidoin. As opposed to Yisachar, who is yoyshev v'holim, he's not worried about anything else except the learning of Torah in his tent. Zokrashi zevulun l'choif yamim. Al choif yamim tiye artzoi. By the seashore will be his land. Choif kitargumoi sefar. Choif means, like Targum says, sefar, a border. Marko belaz. V'hu yiye motzui todor al choif onios. He will always be found by the ship's harbor. B'mokoim hanamal. By the place of the ports, she'onios mevios shom pragmatia, where boats will bring merchandise. She'hir zvulun oisek bepragmatia. Zvulun was engaged in commerce, umamsi mozoin l'shevi Yisachar, and he provided food for Shevi Yisachar. Ve'heim oisek b'Torah, and Yisachar would be oisek, be busy with Torah. Hushamar Moshe, this is what Moshe said in Sefer Devarim, Smach Zevulun b'tzeisecho, Zevulun should be happy when you go out to work, v'yisachar ba'yalecho, and yisachar when you learn Torah in your tents. Zevulun yoytzil b'prakmatya, Zevulun goes out to do business, v'yisachar oisik b'Torah ba'aholim, and yisachar is oisik in Torah in the tents. V'yarketzoi al tzidoin, Seif givulo yiyeh samach l'tzidoin, the end of his borders will be near tzidoin. V'yarketzoi means soifoi, the end, kimoi, like the pasuk says, uli yarketzei hamishkon, and by the end of the mishkon. And the pasuk continues, Yisachar chamor gerim, Yisachar will be like a strong-boned donkey, roivet ben hamishpasayim, who does not sleep by day nor by night. He's always traveling from city to city, and he rests between the borders. So too will Yisachar be carrying the oil hatorah. Just like this strong-boned donkey that will carry the heavy load, Yisachar will carry the heavy load of Torah. And just like the donkey that does not sleep by day or night, so too the Talmud Chacham will not be sleeping, not by day and not by night, sleeping just between the borders of the cities as he teaches Torah l'Rabin. Vayar menucha kitoiv, and he saw that his resting place was good, v'sa'oretz kino emo, and that his land was pleasant. He had good land to be moitzi peiros, to bring forth fruit. Vayet shichmoy lizboil, he lowered his shoulder to bear the load. Rashi brings down tupshatim, either to bear the load of Torah. Vayehi lamas oved, and he became a mas oved, which Rashi says means a poisek, one who paskins shilas, and also one who decides when the leap years will be. Rashi's second shot is Vayet shichmoy lizboil, he lowered his shoulder to bear the wars and to fight against other nations, Vayehi lamas oved, and the people that he captured will become servants to Yisachar. The Mefarshim ask that from Pasuk Tesvav it seems to be mashma that only after Yisachar saw that he had a good land was he maskim, did he agree to be seivel, to bear the oil hatorah. The Pasuk says, Vayar menucha kitoy v'sa'oretz kino emo, then vayet shichmoy lisboil. Why didn't he want to be seivel the Torah even without a good land? Some learn that the pshat in the pasuk is like this. After Yisachar saw that he had a good land, he had a land that he did not have to work hard for the peiros to come out. He therefore did not have to be busy with plowing and planting his land. The fruits came out by themselves. That's why he had time to be soivel the oil haTorah and to become talmidei chachamim. V'ayin b'sefer Meshech Chochma, who also discusses this kasha. If you look at the Baal HaTurim, he says a very nice pshat in the words Yisachar Chamor Gerim. He says Yisachar was born because of a donkey. Chamor Gerim. The Chamor, the donkey, caused Yisachar to be born. Because really that night belonged to Rachel. Yaakov was heading to Rachel. But since Rachel wanted the Dudoim of Leah, Rachel said, give me the Dudoim and I will trade the Dudoim for the Shechiva in order that you can sleep with Yaakov on that night. But Yaakov did not know this, so he was heading to Rachel. And he would have gone all the way to Rachel's tent, were it not for his donkey that he was riding on that made a noise, which alerted Leah that Yaakov was passing by. Leah ran outside and told Yaakov that she purchased the Shechiva of that night from Leah, and Yaakov was supposed to come to her. So it was only through the Chamor that Yaakov went to Leah. And on that night, Yisachar was conceived. Yisachar chamor gerim. Yisachar was conceived because of the chamor. The chamor was the cause. Zakrashi Yisachar Chamor Gora. Chamor Balat Somois, a donkey with strong bones, Soivel Oil Torah, that can bear the oil hatara, kachamor chozak, like a strong donkey, shemat inon oise masa kovoid, that you load him with a heavy load. Roivet ben amishpasayim, lying down between the borders, kachamor hamahalach bayem balaila, like a donkey that travels day and night, ve'im loy lino babayis, he does not sleep over in a house. Ukishu roitza lanuach, when he wants to rest, roivet ben atchumim, he rests between the borders, b'techume ha'ayorois, shahilach sham prakmatya, between the borders where he is bringing merchandise. Vayam menucha kitoiv, ro lechelkoi eretz mevureches v'toiva lahoitzi perois. He saw that his land was a good land and a blessed land to bring out good fruits. Vayet shich my lisboil, and he lowered his shoulder to bear oil ha'torah, the yoke of Torah. Vayihi l'cholech of Yisrael, and Yisachar was for all his brothers in Klal Yisrael, l'mas oiveid, lifzik lahem harois, to paskin shaylas shel Torah, v'sidrei iburim, and to make leap years. Shenema, like the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, u'mibnei Yisachar, and from the children of Yisachar, yoida bine le'itim, they understood the times, l'adas mayasi Yisrael, to know what the Yidden should do, roshayim mosayim, their heads were 200, mosayim roshay Sanhedrin, Hemet, 200 heads of the Sanhedrin, they set up from Yisachar, v'cholacheim alpiem, and all their brothers, all Klal Yisrael, acted upon their word. Vayet shechmai, hishpil shechmai, he lowered his shoulder. Kimoi, vayet shomayim, he lowered the heavens. Hatu aznechem, lower your ears. V'ungalis tirgum b'fonim acherim. Targum explains it differently. Vayet shechmai lisboil milchamos, he lowered his shoulder to bear wars, velichbaish mechuzais, and to capture regions, shehem yoshma asfar, because Yisachar lived on the border. V'yie ha'oyev kovish tachtov lemas oyved, and the enemy will be captured under him for a slave to become slaves. V'yeshich ma'lisboil, he lowered his shoulder to bear the wars, and the ones who were captured will be slaves. And the pasuk continues, Don yodin amin, Don will take revenge for his nation. From Dun will come out Shimshai, who will take revenge for his nation. Ka'achad Shifte Yisrael. Rashi brings down two pshatim. Either Ka'achad Shifte Yisrael, he will take revenge for all of Klal Yisrael together, or Ka'achad, like the miyuchad of the Shifte Yisrael, like the unique one amongst the Shvatim of Klal Yisrael, which is referring to David HaMelech. Shimshon will take revenge from the Plishtim, just like David HaMelech took revenge from the Goyim in his time. Yehidon nochash alei derech. Don will be like a snake on the road. Shefifon, like a serpent, alei orech, on the path. Shefifon means a serpent, because a serpent, a snake, is noshef, hisses. And since it is noshef, it is called Shefifon. Hanoshech ikvesus, the snake who bites the heel of the horse, vayipoil roch by ochor, and the rider falls backwards. Just like the snake knocks the rider off the horse without touching the rider, so did Shimshon destroy the Plishtim without touching them. He grabbed a hold of the pillars of the house and pushed them apart. The building collapsed, and all the people on the roof died. So Shimshon was like the Nachash. He killed the people on the roof without touching them, just like the snake that kills the rider without touching the rider. Lishuascha kivisi Hashem, for your delivery I hope for Hashem. Rabbeinu Bechaye and Ibn Ezra learn that these were the words of Shimshon. It's as if the Pasuk said, Ve'oimer, and Shimshon said, Lishuascha, for your delivery I hope for Hashem. While others learn that these were the words of Yaakov. Yaakov was saying, Lishuascha, for your delivery I hope for Hashem. In the future I hope that Hashem will help out Shimshon. But these were not the words of Shimshon. There is also a shaila, what Lishuascha is referring to, your delivery. Who is your referring to? It can be referring to the object of the delivery, or the one who is delivering. If you look at the Rashbam learns it is referring to the one who is being delivered. Lishuascha don kivisi, for your delivery done, I hope for. So we see Lishuascha, your, is referring to the one who is being delivered. Don, who is being delivered, for your delivery, I am hoping for. But Ramban learns it is referring to the one who is delivering, and he teaches it, Lishuascha Hashem, for your delivery Hashem, you are the one who is delivering. For your delivery, I am hoping for. So we see a machlekes, what the word lishuascha, the cha, your, is referring to. Is it referring to your delivery done, the object of the delivery, or your delivery Hashem, the one who is doing the delivery? Zakrashi pasuk tezayin, don yodin amoy. Yinkaim nikmas amoy. He will take revenge for his nation, miplishtim, from the plishtim. Kimoy, just like the pasuk says, ki yodin Hashem amoy, Hashem will take revenge for his nation. Ka'achat shifte Yisrael. Kol Yisrael yu ke'echor imoy. All the Yidden will be one with him. Veskulon yodin. And for all of them, he will take revenge. Val Shimshon nibe nivuazu. And concerning Shimshon was this prophecy said. Va'oyesh lefarish. And another pshat in ka'achat shifte Yisrael. Like the unique one among the Shvatim, who David, Shebom Yehuda. This is referring to David HaMelech, who came from Shevet Yehuda. Shefifon, who Nachash. This is referring to a snake. And I say it is called Shefifon, Al Shem Shehu Noishet, because it hisses. Kimoi, like the Pasuk says, Viato, and you, Tishufenu Oke, will hiss by his heel. Zakrashi HaNoishet Ikvesus, who bites the heel of the horse. Kachdako Shal Nachash, so is the way of the snake to bite the heel of the horse. V'dimol l'nochosh, and he compares Shimshon to a snake, Hanoshev ikvesus, who bites the heel of the horse. V'yapil roch by ochor, and throws the rider backwards. Shiloi nogavoy, the snake did not touch the rider. V'dugmosoy matzinu b'shimshon, and a comparable matter we find by Shimshon. The pasuk says, V'yilfois eshnei amudi atovech. Shimshon grabbed a hold of the two central pillars. V'shal agag mesu, the house collapsed, and the people on the roof died without Shimshon touching those people. Va'ungulus tirgum, and ungulus taiches on the pasuk yehi don nochash ali derech. What does he say? Kechive churmon, shem min nochash. Churmon is a type of a snake. Sheim refuel mishichasai, where there is no healing to its bite. V'hu tzivoni, it's called tzivoni. V'kari churmon, and Targum calls it a churmon al shem sheoise hakol cherim, because it makes everything into nothing, because there is no refuah to its bite. And on the next words, ukeshvifain ali oirach, Targum says ukepisna, like a pisna, kemay pesen, which is a snake called pesen, yichmoin, it will ambush, which means yaroiv, the pesen will ambush. That's how done will be. Lishuascha, for your delivery, kivisi Hashem, I hope for Hashem. Nisnabe, Yaakov prophesies, sheinaku plishtim esenov. The Pelishtim will gouge out Shimshon's eyes. V'soifei loymar. And at the end he will say, Zochreinina v'chaskeinina achapam. Remember me now, and strengthen me now just one more time, in order that I will take nekama from the Pelishtim.